Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece on setting up a local MCP server to use with Claude Desktop. It's all about giving your AI assistant access to custom tools.
Ooh, custom tools. That sounds powerful. So, like, what kind of tool are we talking about here?
Well, the example uses a simple tool that counts the R's in a word. Think strawberry. The tool would tell Claude there are three R's. Basic, but it demonstrates the core concept beautifully.
Got it. So it's not about the complexity of the tool itself, but the ability to connect any tool to Claude, right?
Precisely. The creator walks us through setting up a server using Python, the MCP library, and a bit of code. They even throw in some extra error handling, which is always a plus.
Nice. So walk me through the setup. Where do we start?
First, a new folder and a virtual environment, then install the MCP library using pip. Then comes the server code, defining the tool's name, the local host address, the port, all the good stuff.
And the actual tool logic, how does that work?
They use a decorator, @tool, to define the tool's function. It takes a word as input, counts the R's, and returns the count. Simple and elegant.
I'm with you so far, but how do you actually connect this server to Claude Desktop?
That's where the config.js file comes in. You need to add a JSON object that describes your MCP server, its name, the command to run it, the path to the server file, and so on. But there's a catch.
A catch? Uh-oh, what kind of catch?
Apparently, Claude Desktop sometimes doesn't recognize newly added servers. The creator had to reinstall Claude Desktop to get it to work. A bit annoying, hopefully. That's a bug that gets fixed soon.
Fingers crossed. So once it's connected, how do you use the tool?
You explicitly tell Claude to use it. Something like, use the count R tool to count the R's in strawberry.
And Claude just magically knows what to do?
Well, it'll ask for permission first, just to be safe. Once you grant access, it sends the input to your server, gets the result, and incorporates it into its response. Boom.
That's so cool. Imagine the possibilities. You could connect tools for all sorts of tasks, from data analysis to web scraping to, well, anything really.
Exactly. And the creator even mentions a GitHub repo with a ton of pre-built MCP servers. Awesome MCP servers. So there's a whole ecosystem of tools ready to be explored. Definitely check it out.
Will do. This has been incredibly enlightening. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. I hope you all found this as fascinating as we did. Now go forth and build some amazing AI-powered tools. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.